131 of the Sane Asylum. It is Sunday, April 16th. Hope you got your taxes done or at least got an extension. And I'm your host, Giuseppe Vaffangulo. Some call me the G-Man. And what an honor it is to be broadcasting, simulcasting worldwide on republicbroadcasting.org and speakfreeradio.com, as well as the various Twitter, Facebook, Rumble and Odyssey video simulcast. So it's always an honor too to have two of the best minds in the truth media rotating. Last week it was the great Frederick C. Blackburn, aka Blackbird Knight, Blackbird Nine rather. And tonight it's my friend, your friend, John Friend. And John, how are things going in your world, especially with American Free Press and the Barnes Review?
Giuseppe, what's up, man? It's always good to catch up with you, to do these regular shows together. And yeah, thanks again for having me back. Things are going well. Things are going very well. We just issued, well, we just sent to the printer, I should say, just this past Friday, issue 15 and 16 of American Free Press. I know, based on our conversation right before we got started, you currently have issue 13 and 14 in front of you, which I think we sort of talked about a little bit last time I was on here, so a couple weeks ago. But yeah, no, we just sent the most recent issue 15 and 16 to the printers. So that's being printed and will be mailed out this week. Yet another, you know, of course, always good issues of American Free Press. I had a couple articles that I published in this issue. One dealing with the totally ridiculous, prosecution of Trump. Of course, we have our criticisms of former President Donald Trump, but this indictment is just so outrageous and so just over the top. It almost makes me think it's like sort of like set up as like a ploy to get him more attention or something. I don't even know exactly what to make of it, but I do know that it's a very, very ridiculous and just not even legitimate indictment. I mean, it's outrageous. So we had a couple articles dealing with that situation in this most recent issue of the newspaper, among many others. And then I also wrote about a You're going to be shocked when I tell you this, but it's actually a Jewish radical left professor from Wayne State University in Detroit, Michigan, who made this very incendiary social media post. I think it was actually on Facebook, where he basically said that it is more admirable to go up and outright assassinate a political opponent rather than shot them down. I don't know if you saw anything about this or
heard about it. He lost his job because of that.
Well, you know what? I was actually I'd made some calls to the university. I had made some calls to the Wayne State University Police Department. I actually even called the Detroit Police Department and you know, was sort of in touch with them via email. Mm-hmm. And the Detroit Police Department basically referred all of my questions to Wayne State University, including their police department. You know, they, like most universities, they have like their own internal, you know, police department or whatever.
Oh, sure.
And yeah, what's interesting, though, is this professor, his name is Stephen Shaviro, not Shapiro, but Shaviro, S-H-A-V-I-R-O.
Right.
And he's a professor in their English department. And I mean, you know what, let me actually just read what he actually wrote. I mean, this is just a portion of what he said, but he said, and again, he posted this on his own public Facebook profile. He said, "So here is what I think about free speech on campus. Although I do not advocate violating federal and state criminal codes, I think it is far more admirable to kill a racist, homophobic, or transphobic speaker than it is to shout them down." Now, could you imagine if a conservative, even like your most like generic Trump-supporting Republican establishment type professor, or they probably wouldn't even be allowed to be a professor on a college campus these days, but just, you know, just a regular like sort of right-leaning conservative type professor were to say something like this, you know, in regards to BLM or Antifa or, you know, these like totally deranged, mentally unhinged, like tranny loving, gay loving right. advocates. And to say something like this in regards to the radical left, I mean, give me a break. They would be arrested. They would be prosecuted. They would certainly be fired and terminated from their position. You know, from what I understand, and I still have not been able to get any solid answers, this guy was suspended with pay. From what I understand, he's still on their payroll. And last time I checked, I could probably check here in just a second, once I let you start talking, he's still listed on the university's website. And I mean, this is just yet another example of like just the total like backwards society we live in, where somebody like this is allowed to say something like this. Yeah, maybe he was suspended with pay. I mean, give me a break. This is I don't know how you could look at this and not come to the conclusion that he's basically encouraging and endorsing political violence against, you know, an ostensible opponent, you know, political opponent, and including right. like murdering them, like outright murdering them. And right. I mean, what does it even mean to be a racist or a homophobe or a transphobe to these far left, radical, ridiculous, unhinged people? It means to basically disagree or critique anything that they're saying. You know what I mean? So like you like
exactly.
even minorly deviate from their, you know, overall narrative, then you're considered a racist or a homophobe or a transphobe. Therefore, you deserve to be not shot, you know, shouted down, but actually murdered. That's more admirable, according to this guy. You know, and of course, as I mentioned, I mean, surprise of all surprises, he does appear to be a Jewish professor.
You right.
know, they have a long history of, you know, encouraging and advocating this sort of behavior. In fact, in this social media post, he actually like cited and praised a Jewish like communist terrorist, this guy named Shalom Schwarzbard, I think is how you pronounce it. He was a Ukrainian born Jewish communist terrorist that assassinated a Ukrainian nationalist in the streets of Paris in like the 1920s. And this right. guy is like praising this Jewish terrorist in his social media post. I mean, it's just so outrageous the levels that America has sunk into. And most people wouldn't even know about this story. This story was not certainly it wasn't in the mainstream media, let alone like a Fox News, or at least I didn't see it. Maybe Fox News or Breitbart or one of these other more mainstream conservative outlets did report on it. I certainly didn't see it. It wasn't front and center on Tucker Carlson, as far as I know, was it? Do you have any idea?
I don't follow
Tucker Carlson like daily.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
But you know, the interesting thing, John, is a moment or two you said this country's getting backward, but I think the correct word to be used in this situation is this is a classic synagogue of Satan inversion, where everything that's decent, divine, under the auspices of a real God is being attacked by these Satanists. And let's face it, it's never been more clear that the God that the Jew worships and operates under is not the God of the Christians or the God of anyone who lives a decent, high-trust, moral life. I mean, this is this classic Jew cancer, as Blackbird 9 calls it, slime mold, that is just the malignancy that these Satanists are, has eaten into every level of society, and they're feeling so confident about their ability to invert and have the flotsam and jetsam, the fringe elements of society, the parasitic Jew, the child grooming homosexual, the mentally ill, deranged, violent tranny who wants you to play along that this guy is now a girl. No, dude, you're a dude. You'll always be a dude, even if you cut off your wing-wang, you're still a dude. And so this is classic, man. What's just so bizarre to me is just how confident they are that they can pull this off. And I don't know. Do you think they can pull it off?
Well, at this point, they've done a very good job of pulling it off. I mean, most people are so coward and even saying anything. And, you know, it's funny because, like, the more and more people I talk – I mean – I try to talk to people every day, not necessarily about like political stuff, but just kind of get a feel for what average people are thinking. And dude, nobody really like accepts this stuff, except for like the more extreme people, you know, that are totally brainwashed and caught up in this nonsense. But most average people, at least, I mean, I'd consider myself a pretty, you know, average, normal person. I mean, I go to the gym, I work a lot, and, you know, I try to be a productive member of society. Right. So most people that I talk to and deal with totally are against this sort of madness, and yet it's one of those things that, you know, still, like, we're still so afraid to like openly talk about this stuff and like openly reject this for fear of the media cracking down on you or just whatever, you know, losing your job or jeopardizing your job or just even like just being bold enough to think critically and really stand up and sound off for what you believe in.
Right.
And well, I don't think that that's necessarily – no, I was just going to say, I don't think that that's necessarily like an average person's role to play in society. I mean, they need leaders. They need, you know, some righteous people that can stand up and say this on their behalf and, you know, that they can rally behind and get behind. And we just, you know, we just really don't have that at this point, which is really our biggest problem. By the way, I'm looking at Wayne State University's website, and sure enough, Stephen Shapiro is still listed as a – As the D. Roy Professor of English. I guess D. Roy is like a, you know, a particular
emeritus elite. Yes.
Yeah, like some sort of like, you know, particular like position in their English department. So he's still listed on their website, although his photo is not there, and it hasn't been since I wrote this article.
Nice.
But yeah, no, I mean you're right. It is like, and that's so typical. That's exactly what they did in Weimar Germany. That's what they've done in Weimar America, in, you know, modern day America, you know, the 21st century. They have totally inverted everything that is good and natural and just, and, you know, the order of the world that God created. They are fundamentally at war with that you know, divinely inspired, you know, natural, just natural disposition of the world, whether it's male and female, you know, having two sexes, a mother and father coming together to form a family, whatever the case is, you know, homogeneous nations. I mean, everything. They're like totally opposed and contrary to that very ordering. And you see that all throughout history. You certainly see it in the, you know, in modern America. And it's, you know, it's, again, it's like so like frustrating, like how obvious it all is. And yet it's still like so difficult to, you know, openly talk about and you know, address with people.
Oh, well stated, John. And you mentioned A War Against God. So, producer Sam, could we cue up clip number 8, which is the courageous Bishop Williamson, a Catholic bishop in Britain who is not afraid to tell the truth. And this 2-minute clip just nails everything you're just describing, John.
My dear friends, the whole problem of the rotten West today is that it's apostate. It keeps seeking for substitutes for religion. If there's no mechanism there to get back to religion or to get back to God, to believe in God, to think God seriously, is just off the mass of people's mental map. It's just something not they can't even consider. They can't imagine. They can't take it seriously. Ridiculous. If I say God exists, and that's quite independent of my mind, I have a strong protest. The question of the existence of God is not, in this respect, a question of faith. It's going to be a question of reason. And therefore, when some sweet, soft, mushy-minded liberal says to you, "Oh, but the existence of God is a question of faith," no, it is not. Once you grasp the argument for the existence of God, your liberal cannot get away with saying, or you should not let him get away with saying, "Oh, but that's just a matter of faith and feeling and opinion." It isn't. It's a matter of reason, which is above me. Truth is above me. I don't make this wood. It's made out of wood, independent of my mind. Truth is independent of my mind. I am not the creator of truth. My mind submits to truth. When my mind discovers truth, it submits to truth. If it's got any sanity left. The Frankfurt School want to change truth. We said it, they get rid of empirical evidence, replace it with utopia. These people are mad. They are making war on reality, they're making war on truth. Because, ultimately, they're making war on God. Make no mistake. These people are at war with God. Liberals are at war with God.
And John, that's just it. The inbred psychopathy of the synagogue of Satan minion, they think that they know better than God, and their marching orders for time immemorial is to try and destroy everything that is natural and divine. And you look at the last couple centuries and what they have managed to achieve, you know, wiping out somewhere of 70% of all species on the planet. They've managed to introduce absolute toxic poisons and genetically modified frankenfoods, and now they're looking to inject some type of genetic experiment into our livestock, beef, chicken, with this mRNA nonsense, this vile crimes against nature. And John, it just keeps getting worse, doesn't it?
Now, don't tell me they're going to start injecting the cows and the pigs and stuff. I mean, I'm sure they already are injecting with some, you know, I don't even know, but can you
imagine? There's 5 states that are considering.
I know. I've been reading about it. Yeah, it's outrageous. Well, not only that, but you got all these, clown professors talking about, you know, impossible meat and the end of agriculture, the end of, you know, livestock raising. Which is just, I mean, these people are just, they just have their, they're so disconnected from reality. They're so disconnected from how this country actually really works. You know, I mean, there's thousands of families, probably hundreds of thousands, millions of families across this country that are fundamentally tied to the land, fundamentally tied to raising livestock, to raising crops. And yeah, I mean, what going back to the clip that you just played, I mean, these Jews are at war with reality. Yes. They are at war with the truth, and they've convinced a huge, you know, portion of our population that the very concept of truth is subjective, and it's whatever, you know, in your experience, what you think truth is, like as if there's no objective reality, there's no objective truth, there's no, you know, just like concrete ordering of the world. And that's just fundamentally at odds with everything we see around us, right? And that's really what this whole struggle is all about, is recognizing that. And recognizing that, yes, there is an objective reality. There is a, you know, a divine ordering and even creation of the very world that we live in. And I think, you know, I mean, I think that we've been lied to about all sorts of things, including the very nature of the world, the shape of the earth. I mean, we're told it's a round ball floating in space, you know, it's just ridiculous. I don't believe any of it. I don't believe in, you know, the concept of outer space and, you know, these sorts of things. So I think we've been basically lied to about everything. And I don't think that anybody really knows exactly the nature of this world, but there is a fundamental natural ordering of this world. There are two separate genders. There is a reality of a family coming together to reproduce its own kind. I think the Bible explains this all very, very well. And right. I think the fundamental lessons of the Bible stand the test of time. And right now we're seeing a total inversion of that, as you so eloquently pointed out previously. I mean, that is what it is. It is a total inversion of the natural ordering of the world. And I think really that's, again, like another main lesson of the Bible is we've seen this time after time after time. In fact, we saw it with Sodom and Gomorrah, where God literally had to like destroy the city, you know, to like wipe out the total perversion and filth that had taken over. And my God, I'm seeing what's going on today. I mean, I just saw a clip on Twitter. Oh, it was maybe a week ago, but I mean, there's like literally kids programs where like it's like a reality TV show where kids are brought up on stage and they're sat down and made to talk and interact with these total freaks that have totally mutilated their bodies, cut off their sexual organs, and they're masquerading as if they're a different sex or whatever, and they're made to believe that it's normal and it's natural and it's a good cool thing to do. You know, it's a natural thing. And I'm just thinking, like, we probably deserve to be smited right now. Like, the entire Western world deserves God's wrath at this point, that we would even allow this to happen, that this would even be, like, a controversial thing where, like, for example, in Nebraska, I live in Nebraska now, and there's this huge debate going on in the state legislature, and it's, like, just a handful of state legislators that are holding up a bill to prevent young children under the age of, I think it's 19, to go out and mutilate their bodies and to take, you know, these hormones that totally pervert their natural processes and, you know, basically induce infertility and allow this whole sex change. I mean, of course, that's not even a good way of looking at it, but you know what I mean? To like go through this quote unquote gender affirming care. And the fact that this is even like a debate, like, what happened to any sort of sanity in this world? How was this even controversial? No, we should not be allowing children to go out and go to a doctor and cut off their genitalia or whatever, you know, take some of these hormones. It is just frankly outrageous that this would even be up for discussion, up for debate. You know, like it again, it just shows you like how totally inverted everything has become in America, thanks almost exclusively to one particular community that wields, you know, an inordinate amount of power in our political discussion, in our social and cultural discussions, in academia, in media. And it's just like totally unacceptable to me.
Well, well stated, John. In fact, there's a pretty lively Rumble chat, and one of the chatters named Lily11 is a big fan of yours and reads all your articles and wanted to let you know that she really respects and loves your work. And I would say, John, the Satanists deserve to be smited. We, the good people fighting the divine fight, even though we are basically losing because so many of the so-called Christians today are no more than members of the process church and don't understand how much the synagogue of Satan has infiltrated the modern Bible via the Scofield Reference Bible, which people like the Satanist John Hagee, the Jewish rectum licker, you know, uses to real Bible, essentially Jesus the Christ stated unequivocally that the Jews are the synagogue of Satan and they're the devil's children. And now, thanks to Schofield and the weak-minded, phony Christians who are in reality the processed church devil worshipers, they now consider Satan's children to be God's chosen. So again, another inversion. But you know,
a good point, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I came to the conclusion, John, that anybody who is in the globalist mass media stage is a Satanist or has is a marionette because they've got something on. I watched a montage yesterday of the I used to consider him the Dalai Lama, but now we have to consider him the Dolly Pedo. I watched a montage of him groping a lot of young girls and boys, and then he was kissing a little 4 or 5 year old, and then he asked a little boy to suck on his tongue in plain view. So producer Sam, if you could play, there's a brilliant young woman out of Canada. She calls herself What's Her Face. If you could play clip one. And it's kind of long, but we'll play like the first 2 minutes. She gets to the point then.
Remember when we said all of this trans stuff would eventually lead to the normalization of pedophilia? Well, we've reached our destination, folks. You are now officially a right-wing extremist if you aren't open to the idea of an 85-year-old man making out with your prepubescent son. We begin this week's roundup with the people who insist on bringing the West to its knees. They hate themselves, they hate you, they hate their country, and if they weren't intentionally sterilizing themselves, they would hate their own offspring, too. That's right, I'm talking about the I support the current thing brigade. It started with masks, then vaccines, then BLM, Ukraine, the alphabet people, and now they've created a brand new badge to support the Dalai Lama. Why, you ask? Well, to let him and everyone else know that they support his current decision to ask a child to suck on his tongue.
Then, I think finally, here also. And suck my tongue.
Suck my tongue. What a sick piece.
Unbelievable, man. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Now, what is the explanation? I've seen this. I've seen the headlines and stuff. What explains that? What would justify that? I mean, what kind of sick perverts are we dealing with? I mean, for the longest time, I mean, I've heard all sorts of rumors about the CIA involvement with the Dalai Lama and how it was, you know, sort of used to undermine China and to, you know, interfere with other people, you know, other countries' affairs. So I don't know enough about it, but I just find this like, what the hell is with these sick, evil people at the tops, you know, tops of every government around the world, it seems like.
Well, John, I mean, that's you just hit it. They are all marching in satanic lockstep because they're all part of the hidden hand. They've all been vetted. And everything that we're told, basically, when it comes from the globalist chicken swinging media, is a deception, right? And so if we understand that, then we understand that all their actions that they're doing. I mean, this guy clearly has great lust for underage children, and as he's getting older, he may be getting a little. Who knows? If he probably took the bubonic Jew jabs, it may be affecting his mind. Now he's acting out in public that way. I mean, my God, it's beyond disgusting. And you hit it on the head a few moments ago, John. It's up to the parents. It's up to the grandparents. It's up to real people to say enough is enough. And you know, I'm seeing more and more of it. You know, unfortunately, all media is controlled by the synagogue of Satan, so you really have to look beyond. And that's the greatest tragedy, is that the average citizen still looks to the mainstream media for its instruction when they should not only just turn it off, but they should ban it from their houses and look to what the Realist Report does, your great website,
yeah.
what American Free Press does. And so,
No, totally, man. And I think, like, I mean, again, going back to like just dealing with people like on an everyday basis, most people just like they have good instincts, but they're almost like too intimidated to even like think for themselves. Like, right. I start talking to people and they're like, oh, wow, you like really like have strong convictions and like you seem like very convinced of what you're saying. And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, like, I've thought about this stuff. Like,
exactly.
Maybe you should. Like, yeah, no, you should, like, think about this stuff for yourself. And, like, you know what I'm saying is right. Like, that's the thing. Like, most people, like, they hear me talk and they're like, yeah, you're actually right about this stuff. But, I mean, again, it's just one of those things that I think the vast majority of people are not, I don't want to say capable, but they're just not equipped to be out there, you know, being leaders of society. They need somebody, they need a champion, just like we had in Germany, you know, we've had throughout American history. But right now, all of those ostensible leaders are totally bought and paid for by the synagogue of Satan.
What a great first half hour with the brilliant John Friend. Stay tuned after these messages and we'll open up the phone lines on the Sane Asylum.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach.
Thank you.
Sunday night worldwide simulcast of the Sane Asylum on republicbroadcasting.org and speakfreeradio.com. And especially exciting for republicbroadcasting.org is the fact that they've launched their spring fundraising drive. And if you can donate $100 or more, you can own Michael Collins Piper phenomenal book that is coming out of the John Stadtmiller Library. So really, it's vital to keep the courageous truth platforms such as RBN and SFR going. So if you can at all donate. And if you can go to the store, a lot of good products, everything that I've been in the natural healing business for 30 years now, first as a patient and then the last 20 as a practitioner. And everything that commercials, I've vetted those products. They're very good. And so please support RBN. The big news, we mentioned it last week. Starting next week, the powers that be have decided that good old Giuseppe needs 2 hours. So we're going to 2 hours. So next week, we're going to begin an hour early instead of 9 to 10 Central, or wait. I'm going to have to go Eastern. I live on the East Coast. Instead of 10 to 11 Eastern, it's 9 to 11, which would be 8 to 10 Central. There we go. So 8 to 10 Central next week. Got an extra hour that's going to allow us to bring in some guests and do some interviews and, of course, get to every caller we can because we run out of time pretty quick. And before we begin to open up the phone lines and the callers are stacking up. John, let's make sure we plug all your websites, your own website, the phenomenal website, therealistreport.com, and tell everybody how they can follow you and support your work.
Well, yeah, the website is my personal website. It's therealistreport.com. You can check that out. I have a follow by email feature. I'm also on Twitter and Gab and Telegram at realistreport. So those are good ways to follow me. I got my Twitter feed right there in the right-hand sidebar of the website. And then, of course, I have been a regular reporter for American Free Press going back to 2013, so almost 10 years ago. Actually, in fact, exactly 10 years ago. I think I first started writing for American Free Press in March or April of 2013. So, yeah, it's like been exactly 10 years. And by the way, I'm looking at that the RBN book drive special with, you know, Michael Collins Piper's book dealing with the JFK assassination. And he was like probably the most influential person on my thinking over the years, certainly back then. And he was a longtime writer for the newspaper. He also contributed to the Barnes Review, where I am the assistant editor. That is the bimonthly revisionist print history magazine. Their website is barnesreview.org. I would highly encourage everybody to subscribe to both of these print publications, and you can even get a 50% discount using the code RBNFRIEND, I believe it is. And if anybody's interested, just give me you can shoot me an email. I have a contact page right on my website, and I can kind of hook you up if you are interested. If you've never subscribed to either publications, now would be a perfect time to do so.
Yeah,
with the
50%
off. Yeah, and I mean, it's becoming increasingly more and more difficult to even maintain a print publication.
Oh, yeah.
Let alone basically every time we publish the Barnes Review, it's like an entire book, so it's not an easy thing to do, especially considering the material that we get into, which is, of course, like some of the most controversial, taboo aspects of history you can talk about or write about. So, yeah, anyways. I totally always supported Republic Broadcasting Network. I mean, I've been listening to RBN for years. Michael Collins Piper broadcast on
That's
RBN
right.
for yeah. a very long time. Yeah, I would tune in every Sunday. I think he actually had this slot, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it was
wow.
a little bit later. But yeah, no, he definitely always had a Sunday night slot. And yeah, it's classic. John Stadtmiller is a legend. And yeah, no, we got to keep it going. And I hope people actually go out and support both RBN and American Free Press and the Barnes Review. And your work, exactly. Anybody that's sticking their neck out there doing this sort of work is worthy of supporting, especially if you follow their work and appreciate what they do,
Oh, so true. And good news, the King of Sunday Night is back. In 20 minutes, you'll be able to hear the one and only Robert Ravel in Incendiary Radio. Well, John, it's that time. Let's open up the phone lines. Area code 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And first caller is a friend, Paisan from West Virginia. Welcome, Chance. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello, guys. Can you hear me?
Sound great.
Okay. Now, let me get this straight. We got Catholic priests who like to molest altar boys, right? We got rabbis who like to place their mouth over infant baby boys' penises. And now we got a Dalai Lama who likes to suck tongue of children. I mean, are we seeing a pattern here or what, folks?
Really? Let me think about it.
Right.
Yeah. And John, I got to congratulate you. In your last publication, issue 13 and 14, page 11, you touched me with the story about the young guy, the 29-year-old Brookings, South Dakota man who was vilified. And what bothers me is how nobody comes to this man's defense. How come there aren't people in Brookings, South Dakota picketing in front of this Bell Brands cheese company? Why are they letting this man go through this? You know, according to the article, your article, he was targeted. They targeted his job. Antifa activists harassed his family and threatened violence against him and his loved ones. Why do people in that area, or any area for that matter, stand by and watch this man go through this? Why are they leaving him hang all alone? And here's another thing here. This just goes to show you what kind of good man this man, what's his name, Regan Shear, right? It says here.
29-year-old guy, yeah.
Yeah, I love these human interest stories because it puts a human light and touch on what's happening to people, and it pisses me off that people stand by and watch this. And he says here, people need to know that they are not alone. Yeah, see? So in other words, he's doing this for other people. He's helping other. And another comment he makes, when they see stories like mine, many feel isolated and hopeless. Well, folks, how do you think these people feel that are locked up and being harassed? Don't you think they feel isolated and hopeless? Why the hell are you sitting on your fat, lazy asses and watching these people go through this on your behalf? This is what bothers me, guys.
And this is well said.
Yes, they built a society today where friggin' neighbors don't even know their neighbors. You know how easy it is for a SWAT team to kick down a neighbor's door at 4:30 in the morning and spread a rumor around and say, oh, he was dealing drugs, even if he was innocent and didn't do these things. But how do they get away with it? Because their neighbors don't give a crap about their own neighbors. They don't know nothing about him. See, and this is the problem. I have the problem with people who don't do nothing. This poor man lost his job, a good employee from what I read. People should be out there picketing in front of this damn cheese company.
Well, you know what? That's the thing. Look, I mean, these sorts of stories have always really touched me because I've experienced this two separate times in my career, which, I mean, you know, I'm 37 years old now, but I mean, this has happened to me twice. It's happened to this guy. He's 29 years old. In fact, the last time it happened to me, I think I was exactly 29 myself. And it's just, I mean, it's outrageous. I mean, this guy ran a podcast. I mean, you know, I don't follow it all that closely. His website's americanner.org. He's a good, you know, good, well-meaning American patriot standing up for white people, exposing the corruption that we talk about every single day. And he gets targeted by this, you know, these Antifa people, and they dox him. They expose where he lives. They expose his job. They contact his job. And, of course, he gets fired. And this sort of thing has happened to me a couple times in the past. And, yeah, it's just like it is totally outrageous. I mean, I think he's doing okay. I mean, I think, you know, he's got a lot of support. And, you know, I think he's doing fine. I haven't talked to him for a couple weeks, but I totally agree with everything you're saying, and well, I think that these sorts of stories are very important to get out to the public because it shows you that number one, we truly do not have free speech in this country. Nothing that this man has said is in any way illegal or, frankly, even controversial. I mean, he's basically standing up for white people and for white interests, particularly in the Midwest region. And what is wrong with that? I mean, thank God, finally, exactly. There's somebody standing up for those sorts of people. And, John,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, it's just outrageous that this is the sort of double standards we see, where how many times have we seen, like, these far-left Antifa extremists basically running Twitter, basically running, like, these big corporations, you know, facilitating this sort of behavior? Just a couple podcasts ago, we were talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center lawyer that was literally involved in the Antifa riot, you know, where they were attacking police, throwing fireworks at police, and, you know, destroying, you know, thousands of dollars worth of construction equipment. And these people get treated with kid's gloves. They're not losing their jobs. They're not even being prosecuted. And this poor guy has a podcast where he's not even using his real name, and he's basically standing up for white Americans, you know, one group of people you're not allowed to stand up for, and he gets targeted.
Keep shining a light on these folks. People need to know about this. Because I'm embarrassed and ashamed of people who don't come to this man's defense. They won't even stand out in front of this damn cheese company and boycott and picket. How can a decent human being watch this being done to this man? This is what pisses me off about people, John. It's a disgrace. And this is why everybody's going to be easy pickings one by one. If they keep putting,
that's a great point, Chance. That's an excellent point.
Well, John, keep shining a light on these poor innocent victims. Will you now? God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Definitely will do.
That's a great point, Chance. And John, the fact is Antifa are just paid communist rabble rousers. We're looking, literally, we're living Bolshevik 2.0. It's far more sophisticated. The weak-minded first worlders who actually think that the child grooming homosexual, the child raping trannies, the other flotsam and jetsam at the fringe of society who are all satanic operatives, basically, because they want to destroy children's lives. We cannot let that stand. And they're paid, man. They're paid like $20 an hour by that vile Yorgi Schwartz, the Jew who changed his name to George Soros. And John, did you see where his parasitical little nepotistic son Shlomo, I think he calls himself Alexander, but he looks like a Shlomo to me, has been in the White House at least 14 times in the last 18 months. They've practically given him an office. And these are traitors. Yeah. These are dual citizen traitors, John.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that should have been a bombshell story. You know, here's George Soros' son literally operating at the highest levels of the White House, having access to the highest levels of the White House, I should say. But, I mean, this is typical. This is how these people operate. And many times it's under the radar. It's not being reported. It's not being exposed. And yet, if you notice it or call it out or even just, like, objectively report on it, like you're some sort of anti-Semitic, you know, conspiracy theorist, a Holocaust denier. I mean, think about all the nonsense we've been hearing about this Soros-backed, like, literally, like, documented Soros-backed prosecutor in Manhattan that filed this ridiculous indictment against Trump. And again, you know, like, I'm no, like, huge fan of Trump. I have all sorts of criticisms of the man. But at the end of the day, he is a Soros-backed prosecutor, and yet you see all these Jews and the government and the media saying, oh, this is an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, when literally it's well-documented, easily proven facts that, yes, George Soros did, in fact, donate heavily to this man's campaign through a variety of nonprofit organizations that he directly funds. Nevertheless, this is the exact type of people that he wants in office. In fact, he even wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. I could probably pull it up here in just a second. But he literally wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. George Soros did, literally talking about how, yes, he is backing far-left radical, you know, BLM-supporting candidates for office, and like laid out his reasonings for doing so. And yet, if you even notice this, I mean, I don't even have words anymore. It's like just so incredible. Talk about clown world. You can't even talk about objective reality anymore without being,
I know,
without being denounced as a conspiracy theorist. And that's exactly what it is. It's the sort of gaslighting that we've talked about so many times. I mean, that's exactly how these people operate.
Well,
they,
I'll tell you what,
they invert reality and they gaslight. Yeah.
Exactly right. Our next caller is a man who certainly supports Regan Scheer, and he's also been known to cut the cheese. So welcome, Bruce from Texas.
Hey, guys. Y'all hear me?
Yep. Sound great.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't hear the Bruce or whatever that is. Hey, yeah, man. Thanks a lot for covering this. I wasted some time today listening to 21st Century Wire, which is usually good. Patrick Henningsen, he's very eloquent. He has some good guests on, but today he had on Jay Dreyer. I don't know if y'all heard of him, Esoteric Hollywood. And a topic.
Yeah, I know about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I know
you know
who he is.
About
yeah.
Okay. He doesn't get doxxed, and he doesn't get attacked by Antifa and all this stuff. Well, because he doesn't mention the Jews, you know?
Yep,
the topic was the Ukraine, the Ukrainian persecution of Orthodox Christians. And instead of mentioning, you know, oh, well, guess what? Zelensky's Jewish. No, it's the Vatican. It's the CIA. It's the Jesuits. And like, oh, boy.
No way he was saying that.
Yes, yes. You got to go listen to it if you don't believe me. And, Chance took up a lot of time, but it was a great call, so I'm going to try to be as brief as possible. I was looking here. I browse 4chan on occasion just to pick up stuff. You find some interesting things there. And here I'm looking at a photograph of the 60th birthday party of Barack Obama, and he's there with his taking a picture with his wife and his kids and some other woman. And right. Guess what? In the background, God bless, man. Looks like Jeffrey Epstein going to hug somebody. Did y'all see the pictures of the guy, whoever it was, in the stretcher, and his ears were totally different, and his nose was different?
Oh, yeah. Just a fake, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there he is. I swear to God, I'll send it to you. I'm going to send it to you. I'll send it to you, too, John Prince. And one other thing, also when I was there in 4chan, people are doing some mods in the Bud Light cans, you know. And one of them is gender fluid.
And, that's pretty good. How about that freak Dylan Mulvaney? John, both you and Bruce, that guy's everywhere. Have you been tracking that? He was planted on The Price is Right as an excitable little faggot in like 5-6 years ago, then he popped up as a dancer on Ellen DeGeneres' former TV show, and all of a sudden he's gonna transition. I mean, this guy's been a plant since day one.
That's how they do it. That's how they groom these kids.
Yep.
I didn't know all the details, but well, number one, I have not drank a Bud Light in years. Bud Light is trash. It's always been trash.
Yeah, it's garbage. Yeah,
and especially, I mean, so, God, I don't know how anybody's even ever drinking that beer, but especially now, I mean, there has been a big backlash.
Fag light.
Yeah, I mean, just think about it. I mean, these people
off.
Are literally ruining their entire corporate brand just to appease these trainees and these total degenerates. I mean, it's just how much more like America, like how much more like are you willing to put up with? Like literally, even like Bud Light, like your like typical American brand beer, like you're going to let this go on and like not even make a fuss about it. I mean, there has been a big backlash, but just the fact that they would have the effrontery to even do something like this.
Well, I want to thank Bruce. That's a great point, John, but we got callers lining up. So I want to welcome Joe from Florida. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, Giuseppe and John, thanks for taking my call. Happy Easter to both of you guys.
Yeah, happy Easter.
Thank you, sir. You too.
I want to say, Giuseppe, now that you're going to 2 hours, I actually have a request for bumper music. you got to play some Louis Prima. That's my request.
Oh, Louis Prima, that's great. In fact, the bottom of the hour song I forgot to intro with, that was called Pedophile from the Slackers in 1996. I chose that because, man, are we pedophilia is everywhere. And just like what's-her-face said, you know, that's been the plan all along, to go from feminism to homosexuality tolerance to now we're in the transgender phase, and then we're going to get the Talmud and the fact that the rabbis and all Jewish males can make sweet love to the goyim's 3-year-old boys and girls. It's just so disgusting, Joe.
Disgusting, yeah. But I do want to say also thank you very much for playing the great, holy, great leader, Bishop Williamson, who's a great inspiration to me.
Right.
Richard Williamson is a great hero of mine. I wanted to say, so I don't know if you saw this news, I don't know if you had a chance. So literally last night, so today is in Russian Orthodox, and Orthodox, it's Easter, they celebrate it today, where we celebrated it last week. But this Jewish war thug, criminal, Zelensky and his leadership, literally fired missiles at the Donetsk Cathedral on Easter, for an Easter service. And somehow, you know, it is sickening to me, this pig president, this Jewish puppet, whose strings, by the way, the strings of George Soros controlling this entire administration get clearer every day. But
oh, yeah.
Where is the comments from anybody in this administration? 46 out of the top 50 appointments in this administration are Jewish. 46 of the top most important are Jewish. Where is anybody in this administration talking about the outrage? And who are we Americans who pretend to be Christians when we fund not only in Israel, when they overtly attack and try to ethnically cleanse Palestinians, some of whom are Christians, and Syrians, they attack Israel. I'm talking about attack Christians in Syria. And now $200 billion of our money to this Jewish pig who's literally ethnically cleansing Ukraine and murdering Christians on Easter Sunday. You know, I'm just beyond outraged.
Amen. John, your thoughts?
Look, no, I mean, I don't know what else to say anymore. It's like, I feel like I've been making the same points for 10 years now. I mean, like, it's Jews behind everything. And, like, at the end of the day, that is the number one issue that people need to wrap around their brains, is these people are literally in total control, and they have been for a very, very long time. I mean, all you have to do is look at the Biden administration, as you mentioned. And I'm looking at an article here. It just jogged my memory. The Jewish Telegraph Agency, this is not some anti-Semitic, you know, blog, right, or something. This is the Jewish Telegraph Agency headline: all the Jews Joe Biden has tapped for top roles in his administration. And it says, like, literally virtually all of them, the cabinet secretaries, his assistants, his advisors, almost all of them are Jewish. It says right here in the article.
Yep.
And, I mean, we could go through this. I mean, most people know. But it's just like, I mean, when are we going to grow up and deal with the facts and deal with what's really going on in this country and who's really in control and just what exactly the sort of policies, the sort of agenda, the sorts of narratives that they're pushing? And we see it very clearly right now with, they are literally out for your kids. They want to turn them into gay trannies and expect you to go along with it for fear of being
colored, John Fred,
or something.
Yep. Thank you so much. John will be back in 2 weeks when we go to 2 hours, and then we can do the whole second half of calls. So good night, everyone. Stay tuned for the King of Sunday Night, the great Robert Ravel. Good night, everyone.
For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.